I think the part that Laura's talked about that has the year 48 on it, and the size of this plane and some other things, I think we may have found the DC-3 that disappeared in 1948. That's my real hunch. And I really don't see many other options for it.
December 28, 1948. A Douglas DC-3 aircraft, number NC-16002, disappears while on a flight from Puerto Rico to Miami. No trace of the aircraft or the 32 people on board has ever been found. Could the Littles have discovered evidence of one of the most famous triangle disappearances of them all? The myth of the Bermuda Triangle endures for many. Believers maintain that the disappearances can't be explained. But could the reason for many of the triangle's victims lie in nature's fury? In some of the world's most destructive weather systems.
So if we take a look at how many storms have been in the area, you look over the last 150 years where we have a database, you can see again Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Bermuda Islands is a hot spot for hurricanes. It's the number one spot for tropical storms and hurricanes to occur.
A hurricane's power can have devastating effects.
Creating waves 20, 30, even 40 feet high, and could cause the ship to completely sink with very little debris, or whatever debris is there to be scattered and sunk very quickly.
Satellites and improved computer models now provide pilots and sailors with faster and more accurate hurricane forecasting. But could killer storms explain some of the early disappearances that gave rise to the myth?
In the past, hurricanes would very quickly come up, intensify to a strong storm with very little warning. And I think that may be an explanation for at least some of the ships and aircraft that have gone down in the past.